The Friendship Fairies, Volume 1, written by Lucy Kennedy and read by Kitty Kelly.
Last one out is a total troll, said Holly Dixon, bright-eyed and full of mischief. The cheeky fairy had curly brown hair tied up in pigtails, and her shoelaces were untied. Holly was a complete messer, but she had a clever twinkle in her brown eyes. She could put on funny accents to make her family laugh, and her best ones were American or Scottish. She also told rude jokes that sometimes got her into big trouble with her parents.
"We're coming,"
said Em, flying down the stairs of their wooden treehouse, with little Jess trailing behind her. They had just finished brushing their teeth, and Jess had toothpaste in her hair.
"It's day one of the kindness course," said Em, "and I really, really want to graduate this week. We need to mind our manners."
Em was the oldest, most sensible sister in the Dixon family. She had a serious face and big eyes, and she liked people to stick to the rules. Holly called her a nerd, but she didn't care. She thought that nerds were actually pretty cool. She loved going to school every day and was particularly looking forward to this week. If she passed the kindness course, she would be well on her way to becoming a fully qualified friendship fairy.
"You don't have manners when you burp, Jess,"
said Holly, laughing loudly and then snorting by mistake.
"I do not burp,"
said Jess, crossly. Her hair was fair, her eyes were very blue, and she always had rosy cheeks. She was the smallest of the three sisters. She gave everyone great big cuddles, but when she was cross, you wouldn't want to mess with her. Jess also liked to borrow her sister's things, but because she was the baby of the family, she often got away with it. The three fairy sisters lived in a treehouse with a bright pink door and beautiful window baskets spilling over the four sash windows. A wonky chimney poked up out of the roof and into the leaves. At night time, if it wasn't raining, the top of the treehouse could open so they could see the stars.